We spent 30 to 40 minutes talking about all the things they don't want, all the things they didn't like, why they didn't like them. And I'm just quizzing them more questions. Why didn't you like that? Why didn't that work? Did you feel like you didn't understand that? Or do you feel like you understood it, didn't want it? They came and delivered it anyway. And that basically for me then goes, all right, we can deliver on all of that. When can we get started?
Welcome to the Winning with Shopify podcast. This is the podcast to help you scale your Shopify store into a money-making machine. This episode is brought to you by OmniSend, trusted by more than 80,000 Shopify brands just like yours. Everything you need to scale your email marketing and ROI. Send emails, newsletters, and SMS. Build your email list with landing pages and pop-ups. One-click Shopify integration. Get 24/7 email and live chat support all with OmniSend. Now, over to your host, Nick Truman.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Winning with Shopify podcast. For anyone that's not tuned in before, absolute pleasure to have you tuning in. Today's going to be a little bit different to normal episodes. I normally have a guest in some sort of expertise, whether it's someone that has built and grown their own store and is operating as a very successful merchant. Other times I get experts on from my side of the fence, which is the agency industry expert side of things as well. And today though, it's just going to be me. So if it's your first time tuning in, hello, lovely to meet you. My name's Nick and I've been running this podcast for nearly 3 years. Everybody else, you know who I am. And I'm going to shout a couple of you guys out as well as we go through today. As you've probably seen by the topic, I'm going to be covering something completely different to what we normally do as well, which is another reason this is completely different to normal. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to be a good client and how to get the most out of your agencies. So I've got 10 points here, 5 about how to find a good agency or a good supplier, or when you're looking for somebody to come work for you. And also I've got 5 points about any existing relationships you've got, or once you've found that agency, signed that agency, how to manage those guys as well as possible, get the most from it, and so it becomes a really nice win-win. And spoiler alert, I do sit on the agency side. I'm not going to sit here today and say, just pay everybody more. That won't help. I'm going to give you some examples as we go through of where it's gone wrong between my agency spec, where we're doing PPC SEO and a client, and also where like the client's just completely misunderstood the point of where things have gone wrong as well. I'm going to try not to have too much of a moan because I know some of you guys are my clients and some of you guys do tune into this. So I'm going to try and keep it as useful as possible. And also, if you're one of our clients or you're not a client yet, or you're thinking about becoming a client, I will practice as much of this as I'm about to preach. If you do come and work for us, if you're a current client and anything I say here, like, hang on a minute, Nick, you're not doing that for me at the moment. Absolutely fine. Give me a quick call and we can sort that out. And that is one of my points as well, is having a quick chat. Anyway, let's talk through my 5 points that have been submitted by a few of my clients, a few of the team, about finding a new agency. Now, just to add a bit of context as well to where today's episode topic came from, this wasn't something that I just magicked up. You might remember, for those who've listened to the last few episodes, I put a shout out a few weeks ago saying, can some of you guys reach out? We want to have a chat, find out more about you guys, about some of your challenges, about things that aren't going well. Well, one of the biggest things you came back with is said, I can't find good suppliers. And we dug a bit deeper on this topic and we've spoken to quite a few of you about it. I've spoken to quite a few e-commerce managers that I know, about founders of brands, about some people that have only worked with 1 or 2 agencies over the years and some that have worked with quite a few. There is a disconnect, I think, with how to find and manage an agency. And I also think there's a disconnect as well from the agency side, how people on my side of the fence should actually be working with clients to get the most out of the client, to get the best result for them. And spoiler alert, it's not just about results. The results are imperative. They're completely fundamental and they have to be good and they have to be delivered. But on the flip side of that as well, you've got to enjoy the relationship and it's got to work or the result will not come. And that's not a hypothetical kind of waffly thing I could say here on Apple iTunes or Spotify or YouTube or wherever you're listening to this. I'm going to give you some pretty raw examples of that as well and probably share a couple of stories as we go through. So anyway, finding a new agency. So trying to find an agency is a bit of a problem. And I'm going to use the word agency as we go through, but this could be a freelancer. It could be a developer to come and do something on your site. You might be shopping, and we're listed on this as well, on the Shopify Experts Marketplace. You might be looking at somebody on there and going, okay, this person's a fantastic content writer or developer, or this agency can do SEO for me. One of the biggest things that we always sort of say, and one of the ways that I get most of my work as well, is through either referral, recommendation, or some sort of trust signal. So I'd certainly, when you're looking at trying to find an agency, trying to find a supplier, the first thing you've obviously got to do is set quite a clear, this is what I'm trying to achieve, or actually, I don't know what I can achieve. Therefore, I need an agency to come in and tell me what some of the options are. And we'll come into that in a minute as well, because that's part of this first point. But finding an agency is not easy. And there are lots of agencies out there. And if you have worked with a few agencies and everything's gone wrong, I'm not surprised at all. And sometimes I think, certainly on the client side, as brands and merchants, you guys can often look at our world and say, like, you're all a bunch of cowboys. You're all just lying to us. And I would say that there is a lot of that, unfortunately. There are some very bad agencies out there. There are some agencies that will drag you along down the road as long as they possibly can until you eventually pull the plug and then you move to another one that does the same thing. And I have seen some pretty horrific examples of that in PPC and SEO over the years, where we've taken on a client and asked good questions, which is something I'll come on to in a minute. But certainly when you're trying to find an agency, I would absolutely work on recommendation, referral. For example, if you like the sound of this podcast, you've been listening to it for a while and you're trying to improve your SEO, trying to work on your PPC, you know my approach, you know who I am, you understand that we're pretty public with everything we do, and hopefully that's a good trust signal to you. What you don't want to do is just find three people that are really, really good at just PPC and nothing else. We'll come on to that a little bit later as well. But certainly when you're looking at someone, I've got a little list of things here on this first point. You want to make sure you set a clear expectation, exactly what you want to find out. What is your target? So what kind of agency is this? What they're going to do for you? Why are you doing it? What result are you hoping to get from it? Communicate all of that. Desirable things. So one of those things, for example, I got an email this morning from a prospective client of ours who said, do you know, there just aren't enough hours in the day. And so I replied and said, I'll come back on all the other stuff, all the specific questions about our service, our pitch, and et cetera. But just to check, like, was that just an off-the-cuff comment? Or actually, do you have some serious time constraints? Because that's potentially something I can solve as part of this service. I can't solve it if I don't know that that's a problem, that's a thing. And unfortunately, when I hit record on this, I haven't had a response from her yet. So we'll see if she does come back and actually say to me, like, do you know what? Actually, yeah, I don't have enough time. I'm constantly having to micromanage everybody. I wish there was an agency that can manage themselves. And so again, that's, that falls under all of those things, target, expectation, and some desirable extra things in this relationship. And definitely communicate what I like to call like the non-obvious, which is exactly that. And I think some of the other non-obvious things might be, okay, I'm an e-commerce manager or director. My boss is pretty heavy-handed. If we have a bad day, my boss is going to phone me or WhatsApp me on my mobile phone and say, why are things so bad today? So share that with the agency and say, sometimes we do get these kind of questions. How quickly do you reply to those? How quickly can you reply? And do you have any advice on how I can get rid of those questions in the first place? Because by the end of the month, everything's always really good. We're always smashing targets. And if you don't tell the agency that or talk to the potential agency or supplier about those kind of problems, they won't know what to come back on. So that's part of my first point. And I think it's important as well to say to the agency whether you want more of like an autopilot service, which it sounds like this particular lady I'm emailing at the moment does. She wants us to sort of manage ourselves. So I need to find out what are the things I need to do to make sure we're helping you hit your targets. Like, do we need to perform at a certain ROI, keep a certain service level agreement? Do I need to come to a board meeting every 3 months with you to say, hey, I'm from the advertising agency. This is what's going on at the moment. These are some of the things that we need to improve it. And I'll come into that as well. It's all part of it. And certainly be very clear with the agency, like how involved you want to be in this relationship. Is it, I don't know what I'm doing. I want you guys to drive it, but here's the target. And you need to tell me what we need to get there. Or do you want to say, actually, I just want you running all of these different types of campaigns. I want to be very, very involved in what's going on. And the same with things like web developers. You know, how much brief would you need from me as the marketing person at the brand before you can deliver some really good web code for me or fix some of the problems on my site? So that expectation is really, really important. And when it comes to goal setting, I mentioned this a minute ago, when you set those targets just on this first point, it's really important, I think, to be very, very clear with the agency to say, this is our target. We've defined it well, or we think this is our target. This is what we want to go for, and let the agency pitch completely against that. So they will say, that's your target. We can help you hit that by doing X, Y, Z. Or be very clear saying, I don't know what the opportunities are. This is a new channel. We don't understand it. So actually, where should we start? And that gives the supplier an opportunity to say, all right, we're going to charge you some money to do a bit of a workshop, a bit of an explore session to see what could you achieve in this space? What do you already know that you think you don't know anything, but you might know something? And actually, what we're going to need from you, what's the education piece? And it might take longer for us to get the result to kick things off, but we're going to play a long-term game here. We're going to make sure we're in the long run, do really, really well. So that's my first point. It's one of the biggest points when looking at a new agency, I would say, hence why I'll put it at number one. Number two, monitoring performance. Make sure it's extremely clear that you say to that agency, these are the metrics that we monitor. And again, be really clear to say to them, and these are going to be the metrics that we're going to monitor. Your success or failure is going to be judged on keyword rankings, on traffic, on revenue, on web developer. It might be on site speed and on-site conversion. So you tell us if the thing we're asking for is not going to help those 2 points or it is going to help those 2 points, because that will be our decision as to whether we sign off that project, pay you to do that piece of work or not. And again, be really clear if you say, we think it's these metrics, are we right or wrong? You know, the North Star is always more revenue. If these metrics all go up, is revenue guaranteed to go up? Or is it if we get a bit more engagement on social media, revenue might go up, which is a very different type of service and you should budget for it very differently, or certainly work your marketing budgets very differently within that. Point number three, and I kind of covered this a little bit earlier, is definitely ask for recommendations. And this works twofold. One is asking people you know, and you're very welcome to reach out to us and we can recommend people. We'll probably want to see some sort of brief first to understand what your budgets are, what you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to do, but definitely ask for recommendations. You want someone to say, hey, you should go and talk to Joe and her agency. They're fantastic at PR, and PR is what you want at the moment. Or these guys will absolutely skyrocket your email campaigns. And that's what you've asked for, is email marketing. These are the email marketing gurus. Now, the power of that means that the agency or supplier you then talk to, they are going to want to do a good job for you. Because if they don't do a good job for you, this is your reputation on the line from someone that's introducing you to clients. So that agency is going to make sure that they absolutely deliver, so they keep getting leads from that same person that has introduced them at that time. You can also ask other brands, you know, what agency are you using? A lot of our work comes off the back of people we work for and clients that we're working with. They will say, oh, mate of mine down the pub, he also runs a store like mine, or I'm part of this group where we talk about how things are going and how we want them to improve and some of the pain points. There's a couple of guys in there that are looking for new SEO agencies. So Nick, I mentioned you, please go and talk to them. And so we can go and have a conversation. Of course, that's an existing client. So those people I go and talk to, I'm only taking those projects on if I know I can make a difference and know I can do a good job. And as soon as we sign that contract, we're doing a good job, because I cannot risk my existing client also having a bad experience and leaving at some point. And there's every incentive to make sure that they do a good job for me. And the flip side of the word recommendation as well is, ask the people pitching, what recommendations have you got for us right now? Like, what would you, even before you've started paying them any money, if you were us, what would you change on the face of it from what you've seen so far? That is a fantastic question to ask in a pitch. And I highly recommend asking that, because that will do one of two things. Number one is it will absolutely stump them, because they're just showing you their sales deck, which they show to everybody. You're not special. You're not important. You're not getting a custom service here. You're just getting whatever color you want, but it's black, which is what Henry Ford said from Ford Motor Cars. Or they'll go, well, yeah, do you know what? It's a good question, actually. When we were looking at your site, we were auditing the site or looking in your stats or whatever we were doing, we found this, this, and this. And we were going to hold those off until we were working with you and kind of come in with some massive, you know, big kind of, this is where we think we should go. Or actually, we are a bit nervous about this thing over here. We didn't quite know how to bring it up, but now you've asked. And the latter is the one you want to work with. Those guys get your business. They want to work with you. They've got a real incentive to work with you, and they're clearly thinking on their feet. You've just asked them a direct question that's just cut across everything that's going on, and they've responded quickly, comprehensively, and answered your question, which is really, really important. So recommendations is an important part of certainly trying to choose a new supplier. Number four, Carolyn and I spoke about this, and I got a few emails from you guys about this. And the point is, avoid silver bullets and shiny objects. So if an agency or any supplier comes in, and I get emails probably 20 times a day offering me SEO on my website, where my website actually says we are an SEO agency, probably one of the worst sales tactics. It's like trying to tell, I don't know, Lewis Hamilton, the Formula One driver, trying to tell Lewis that you're a driving school. You can help him pass his driving test. He does not need help passing his driving test. So it's bad that it's coming in, but also at the same time, going back to the silver bullets, all these emails that I get say, like, we're going to double your sales. And it's like, I'm a lead gen site. We're an agency. People fill out a form and say, hey, I want to chat. We don't have any sales through the site. So like, how are you going to double that? And I get so many people guaranteeing they'll send me 100 leads of clients that want to work with me right now. And it's like, I've been around too long to believe any of this. So avoid silver bullets. What you really want is an agency or a supplier that's going to slowly and steadily help you start growing. And I'm going to come onto this in a little bit as well, but brands that agency hop, and I look out for this when I'm pitching as well, and sometimes won't pitch if someone's changed agencies every 6 months. It's like, I'm just going to join the list. and it's worth no money to me to do all the pitching work, which is all free, get the client on board, do the onboarding, get a good result, and then they just leave. And that whole process starts again. And that brand themselves, they're constantly in first gear and they never quite get up to momentum because they're constantly chopping and changing the agencies. There's one factor in all of that that is consistent, and that's them. And that is a real challenge and a real problem. We have managed to convince some brands to stick with us longer after having done that pre-working with us. And it's been really fruitful. You know, we then build for several years, which is great. But avoid those silver bullets. Like, I think anyone that's promising too much then can't prove it is a liar. I think as well, when you're sitting in a pitch, and this is an important part about silver bullets, I would say, is when you're sitting in a pitch, keep an eye on how much they talk about you and your business versus how much they talk about themselves. You know, it's easy for me to say this because I've been on this journey and we very much branded Spec to say that it's all about you as the client. Like, we don't have case studies on our website. When we go into a pitch, it's like we set a 5% rule. 5% of the time we talk about ourselves, 95% of the time we talk about the client, because you're the thing in focus here, and it's whether what we're offering can help you. And it's about your goals, about your website, your team, the things that we've noticed that will help you. That's the real value there. And so some of our clients, if you ask them, like, who else does Spec work with, they probably wouldn't even know. And that's a really good thing. It's just what they do for me is fantastic. And that's why we get such good retention. So I would certainly ask the agencies, like, what's your average retention that you're working on with the average client? And also, if they're talking too much about themselves, I would almost kick them out of the room pretty quickly and say, this feels like you're pitching you rather than pitching how you're going to help us. And that's what the pitch has got to be about. And number five, final point on finding a new agency, make sure you hire someone that you click with. You're going to be going through stressful times with these people. You know, not all 12 months of the year are profitable, especially if you have a big peak through Christmas. You find yourself in January, February, March, struggling. Been very, very different in 2024. And I might do an episode on what's happening so far this year because it is quite unique. But certainly, yeah, you want to work with someone that you click with. You want to enjoy this relationship. And really important point on who you're working with as well. Definitely ask in the pitch, who am I actually going to talk to on a daily basis? Because a lot of agencies are guilty of the owner and of the agency going in, doing a beautiful pitch, and then you get some junior that you've never even met in some situations that isn't really a people person. They know what they do, but they're not interested in doing anything else apart from just clicking buttons in their one little thing. That's not a good extension of your team. It's not a good service. And that tends to be one of the most common pain points I find when we go to pitch to brands. One of the questions I ask brands all the time is, have you worked with an agency like us before? What was it like? What was good about it? And then most importantly, what was bad about it? And I can guarantee that when they tell me what was bad about it, the first thing I spoke about clear expectations, some of the non-obvious things, all of that starts to come out. And I've actually spent pitches where we had an hour and we spent 30 to 40 minutes talking about all the things they don't want, all the things they didn't like, why they didn't like them. And I'm just quizzing them more questions. Why didn't you like that? Why didn't that work? Did you feel like you didn't understand that? Or do you feel like you understood it, didn't want it, they came and delivered it anyway? And that basically for me then goes, all right, we can deliver on all of that. When can we get started? And I know exactly how to manage you as a client. I know what kind of relationship we need to have. I know what the targets are, and we can get cracking. So make sure you talk to the agency and say, like, how do you work best? And you want them to be asking you that kind of question as well. And that's what builds a bit of a relationship. Equally, if they bring some free donuts and free coffee, one of my policies as a business, we always bring free donuts to every meeting, or cakes or chocolates if we can't get hold of donuts. But donuts are priority number one. We always take them to meetings as well. It's such a nice touch, sets a really good tone. And especially if we need to talk about some of the difficult issues or challenges in that meeting, everyone's got a donut and a coffee in their hand, which is lovely. So everyone's in a great mood and we can talk about it constructively and come up with some good solutions. So I hope that is useful in terms of finding a new agency. Now, existing agency and being a good client. Now, I have sat, and I have to give you guys this as a caveat, I have sat on both sides of the fence with this. I've sat client side. I have some clients where we don't actually have a PPC or SEO contract. We're just there for advice. We have a client who we helped them hire a new SEO manager recently to manage stuff internally. We worked with one of the biggest whiskey companies in the world a few years ago, and we were literally banned from pitching for PPC and SEO, which are our two things. And we just advised them what was going on. So I do quite a lot of that side of stuff as well. So I've sat on the, I put it the devil's advocate side, where I get to ask questions that I as an agency almost wouldn't want to be asked at times, but it's all geared up at getting the best result. So the first point is about communication, which is so obvious. And you probably all knew I was going to say the word communication, but communicate regularly. And I think it's important that you as the brand tell the agency how often you want to communicate, and most importantly, why. Like, do you want to talk every week? Because if you just say to them, we want to do this weekly, what you might do actually is cause a load of stress and concern amongst the guys at the agency or the developer you're working with of like, oh my gosh, what's not right? Whereas if you say, actually, we want to work with you more, we want you doing more for us, and we want to unlock more budgets. So to do that, we need to be on quite a real-time reactive basis. So every week, we want a quick check-in. What have you been working on? What are the results looking like? Is there anything we need to change quickly and respond quickly so we don't miss any opportunities? And just say quite bluntly to them, it's because you're really important to us. That's why we want to talk regularly. And some of my clients, when things haven't been going so well, we've put in a weekly call to just keep chatting every week until things improve. And we've actually found that we've kept that weekly calling because it's been so productive. Even 3, 4, 5 years later, still doing those weekly calls. And some of them are 10 minutes long, and then beginning of the month might do a longer one for reporting. But be really clear on how you want to communicate, when you want to communicate. And if you ever find yourself getting something back from a supplier and huffing, you need to pick up the phone immediately and explain to them why you just huffed. So if they send you an email and you're like, oh, another one of these, or, oh my gosh, this massive, I don't understand any of this. And that is a classic thing that agencies do really badly, in my opinion, is communicating results, communicating what they've done. Some of it is quite complicated. And so agencies should be good at it, in my opinion, because it's so important to the day job. So agencies, and again, it's easy for me to just highlight other agencies. We're not perfect, but we do try really hard with communication. So what kind of report do you want? Do you want it super in-depth? Because if it's too simple and you want an in-depth one, you're going to end up building your own, which means their report is pointless, but you're paying them to build, maintain, every month create that report. And that's a waste of time. So be open with them and say, guys, I don't understand anything you're doing. The result looks great, but I'm struggling to connect that to my bank account. I don't understand what's going on. Just be really clear about that. Say, could you guys, I know it's a pain, could you just take some time out and explain to me what's happening, and I'll feedback what I'm hearing until we get to a point where I know what's going on. And that communication is so important. That is the number one reason that agencies fire clients or clients fire agencies, is bad communication, bad relationship. And when we've had issues in the past here at Spec as well, that's been the number one thing that I've had to get up and fix. And it's easy to fix as well. Just have a clear the air talks. It's better than being fired or firing. Much better. Okay, so second point, which is point number 7 on the total list, be transparent. Share if you're nervous. Tell them if you're feeling really confident about something. You might, like a brand we launched about a year ago now, they were super confident going like, oh, this is going to be absolutely breeze. We're going to turn this brand on. It's going to be better than sliced bread. God himself's going to endorse us, and it's going to be great. And we're going to make billions of dollars in the first week. And I'm exaggerating all of that, of course. We launched the thing and it was a complete flop. And we actually had to rebrand the whole thing and change some of the products before it did start to work. It was a painful sort of 6 months, but is now going really, really well. However, one of my learnings from that is the client told us how confident they were, and we went, great, well, let's get this thing live, and just jumped on that bandwagon. But then behind closed doors, we were saying like, I don't think it's going to launch as well as they think, but let's just see what happens. And I've since learned we needed to voice that opinion and say, look, no launch goes like that. I need to be really real with you guys. We do not know what's going to happen the day we turn that thing on. So we've launched 3 new brands so far this year, completely new, brand new Shopify stores, bang, it's out there. And all 3 had quite slow, staggered starts. All 3 are picking up quite nicely, especially the first one we launched in Jan. That one's doing pretty well now, but it's all been quite slow, staggered starts. So I've changed that expectation, and that's what they pay us for. And it wasn't just me, but also the guys in my team. That's what they pay us for, is that insight and the fact that we've done this so many times before. Guys, it's not going to go exactly as you think it is. So share how you're feeling to the agency. Equally, let's not turn this into a counseling session. You don't need to tell them how angry you are at your wife or husband because they didn't put the dishwasher on last night or whatever it might be. So, but be transparent. Tell people how you're feeling. Tell people what's making you nervous, and let them reassure you, or let them share in that nervousness. Say, we're also nervous about that. I'm kind of glad you brought it up. We are nervous for these reasons. Okay, everybody's nervous. Let's come up with a solution. Let's have that conversation, come up with a solution, not just so that we don't feel nervous, but to go with what I like to call the spidey sense, which is what Spider-Man has when his spidey sense is tingling because something's not right. If we've all got that, let's find out if we've all got it for silly reason, or just because actually this was much better than everybody expected, or actually is it for a real reason? Let's try and actually pinpoint what that thing is and try and fix it as quickly as possible. You can probably tell from listening to my podcast so long, I'm a solutions guy. Like, let's work out what the problem is, come up with the solution, test it, see what happens. Point number 8. And one of my clients, Matthew, I know you tune into podcasts, so this is your official shout out. Thank you so much for being an amazing client and also for tuning into podcasts. But Matthew, you asked us a question when we started working with you. And it's my 8th point in the list here. You said to us in, I think it was the first or second call we had to catch up, you said, what should I be asking you guys? And we probably never told you, but we got off that call and Daisy and my team and I, we sort of looked at him and went, That's a brilliant question. Why does every client not ask that? So when I was looking at the topic for today, I was like, well, I need to include this because I would like every client to ask that to every supplier you ever work with. And also if you're on the agency side as well, it's worth bringing this up. So from a client point of view, what should I be asking the agency? And say to the agency, like, if you were me or from where you're sitting right now, what do you want from my side? What do you want to be asked? What sort of stuff do you guys need to know to do your job effectively? A really good question to ask, I find as well, is to ask the agency, like, is it worth me introducing you to any of our other partners? Like, if you're doing SEO, do you need to talk to PR? Yes, you absolutely do. If you're the SEO agency, we've got loads of technical recommendations. Well, you need to meet my web guys and build those connections so that you as the client are just on CC rubber stamping stuff, which going back to that email thread that's going on the same day I'm recording this, there's that whole thing about time constraints. And so it's really important actually to make sure you understand like how efficient we can make this process by you going, the SEO agency are making this recommendation. They're making it for this reason, and that's part of their communication. These tell me, we want to change this because we think we can improve rankings this much. It's going to generate X revenue and traffic. It's hard to do that, but we need some sort of like, is this going to be a big change or a little change in terms of SEO revenue? Then you want to know that once you've rubber stamped it with them, they'll go to the dev agency. The dev agency will send you a quote or say, we're going to use X of our hours. And then once it's live, the PR agency are going to do an article, pump that out into the public sphere as well. So I think getting partners to talk to each other is really, really important. Some of our clients actually do a monthly call where they get all the partners together and everybody just gets 5 minutes each. And they kind of do an initial like, this is where we are this quarter, guys. It's all looking really good. This is what we're doing next quarter. Christmas coming up. This is going to be our big Christmas campaign. So yeah, we'll talk to all of you separately, but this is great. Now let's go around the room and find out, you know, PPC agency, how's stuff going? Email agency, how's stuff going? And find out, because you'll see all these connections start to build. Like if you've got an Amazon agency, those guys and the PPC agency, there's so much stuff they can share and cross-pollinate keyword ideas. Even SEO and Amazon can go, well, this is working really well on Google search and these are our SEO keywords. Well, let's target those on Amazon as well and use some of that content in our Amazon listings or rework it slightly, but use it in the same sort of way. And also always ask agencies as well, like, do you have everything you need right now? And the killer question really is, if money was no object, what would you be doing right now? Or what would you want me to deliver to you? What would you want me to do? How much do you think I should be spending right now with you guys if money was no object? Or if, you know, my credit card had your name on instead of mine, what would you be spending on right now? Really good questions to ask. Probably don't ask them every single week because they're quite big picture questions, but certainly every 3 to 6 months, good questions to be asking and having a look at like, what's the overall strategy and how can we evolve and adapt it? Or do you think we need to do anything at our side? Like, do we need to launch some new products? Do you think we need to evolve the website? Do you think the website's converting well? Do you have any data to support any of these things? Or why don't you go and have a look at it and come back to me and say, like, I've looked at the data. I think we should change the layout of your collection pages because they're not as good as other people's. And we could probably improve conversion rate and improve SEO rank. So all super important. Awesome. 2 points left on this then. So number 9, be clear when you don't understand and ask them, which is similar to the previous set of questions, but ask the agency, what do I need to know? So when the agency come to deliver and report on things, if you say to them, as your client, what would you like me to know on an ongoing basis? What statistics should I be looking at? What things should I keep an eye on? Is there anything that I should be feeding back to you? Because I appreciate you're an agency, you've got lots of clients, or you're a developer, supplier, like you've got lots of different things going on. Is there anything I can do to help support you as well? Like, could we send you a sales report every week so you can compare that to what our Google Analytics is saying? A lot of our clients do that. And that's quite useful because then we can go, right, Shopify's telling us this, Google's telling us that. And then we sometimes even just work out like literally a revenue figure somewhere in the middle, just to go like Shopify's showing this, GA4 is slightly lower. So you just put a revenue figure in the middle to try and connect the two and give some sort of average. And final point on my list, final point, and I mentioned this earlier and mentioned it more than I planned to earlier on as well, but don't move agencies unless something is unresolvable. The agency hopping brands, and you know who you are, guys. You have a new agency for everything every single year. It is so time consuming and it's such a waste of time sitting in pitches over and over and over again, making decisions. It's also time consuming for all the guys on my side. If I only win 1 in 10 pitches, then I'm having to do 10 times as much work to get each client. Guess what's going to happen to all of our fees? Because that my time, my team's time, travel time, days out where I'm not managing my team and I'm out of pitches, that sort of thing, it all takes time and it drains everybody's time and it's not good for the industry. So actually the most important thing to do, which I've covered 3 or 4 times, is when you're not happy or you're thinking of moving, talk to your agency first. You would not believe how many of my clients I've had that conversation with years ago, and they are still clients. And what it does is, and this has been one of my biggest learnings to ask this question at least a few times a year, is like, are you guys happy at the moment? Are you happy with how things are going? Do you think it could be faster? Do you think it's too fast? Are you satisfied? Are you happy? Are we hitting targets? Are there any big changes coming up that could threaten our relationship that actually we could avoid all that pain and time and energy looking at other agencies to stay with us now? I think that, as I say, there's always a silver bullet out there. And there's the only differences, I would say, in my experience between like 20 agencies that all do the same thing, tends to be personnel, communication, and process. The actual doing bit is very similar. You know, PR agencies, they're going to be phoning journalists constantly and emailing journalists saying, hey, I've got this client, I've got a story, are you interested? They're all going to do that. And some of them might have the latest tool that does that for them, but they're still going to be doing that same process. Advertising agencies are going to be logging into advertising platforms and advertising things. It's the same process. So the better you brief those guys, the better you optimize your business and get more from your existing supplier, the better. And I think it's so important that we stay true to that as an industry, everything from brands, merchants, through to agencies, to suppliers, to experts, to consultants. I think all of us need to be really clear that actually it's the cheapest and fastest and easiest option is always to fix things in an existing relationship than try and create a new one. And I think one of the biggest issues I see, and I've had brands join us as clients to try and achieve this as well, is we think we could move faster. So we're just going to, out of the blue, email our current agency, hey guys, we're going to go on notice and we're going to leave in however many months time, whatever our notice period is. And we're going to bring somebody else in. We want to move faster. It's not moving fast enough. If you phone that agency and say, look guys, we are umming and ahhing about looking at other agencies, I've got to be honest about that. We feel, and these are the reasons, we feel like we're not moving fast enough at the moment. They might say, we've been holding back because of XYZ, and there is a reason. And you go, oh, well, look, okay, we'll do another 6 months with you. Don't hold back. No, we want to grow. Like, we've got budget to spend. We want to grow. You make these things happen and we'll see where we are in a few months. And next thing you know, everything's working really well. And it's the cheapest, fastest, and easiest thing to at least just try that for a few months before jumping off to another agency. I read a statistic today that agencies claim, all of us are saying, it takes about 4 months to onboard with a new client. I like to think ours is quite a bit quicker than that, if anyone is interested, but it takes up to 4 months to fully kind of get to know each other, understand reporting. And we've certainly had a client or two in the past that have spent the first few months with us saying like, oh, the old agency used to do this. Could you do that? And after a while, you're like, just go back to the old agency. You clearly liked what was happening. And I think in one of those scenarios, they said, unfortunately, the old agency has gone bust, which is why we had to move. There was nothing else we could do. Or actually, our account manager at the old agency left and we just didn't like the new guys or the other people we spoke to. We liked the person we used to report into. So anyway, moral of today's story, be a good client, find a good agency, have a good relationship with them and make lots of money. That is the end for me. Obviously, as I say, if anybody does need support with their PPC SEO and you're spending a few thousand a month and you're trying to increase it, please do reach out to my agency, Spec Digital, and I'll personally have a chat with you guys. But otherwise, if it's your first time listening, hit the subscribe button. Do check out our YouTube channel as well, because you can actually see us, myself and the guests, and what we're doing. And you can obviously comment and get notified when new stuff comes out. But thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope today's been useful. I hope I didn't rant too much. I have been doing this for 16 years. So I've got quite a few stories under my skin. But thanks again for tuning in. And we're back again next Friday. But hope to see you there.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can subscribe to our weekly newsletter for exclusive offers at winningwithshopify.com. And don't forget to check out our Facebook group by searching for Winning with Shopify on Facebook. Over and out.